In the time of Origen, according to his record, a genuine theology of grace was still current, in terms of which the whole moral life of the faithful was the work of divine grace. Origen, however, was thinking particularly of heretics in this connection, and he therefore rejects this proclamation of only grace as heresy. He himself thought in terms of synergism. Against the temptation of the devil, the soul is directed to succor the Logos Spirit. However, it is left to the soul's free choice to open or to close itself to the cooperating influence of the Logos Spirit for good. The most important gift of the Spirit to Origen, through which it effected its benign purpose, was a new understanding. I told you that Alexandria moved to mind worship. On the other hand, according to the doctrine of freedom in its uncompromising form, the human will is able and obliged entirely by its own power to fulfill the demands of the law when once they're comprehended. That's exactly the message of Satan to Adam and Eve. You know the knowledge of good and evil, you eat that fruit, and you can be like God. Let me read it again. The doctrine of freedom, in its own uncompromising form, the human will. Now, I teach freedom, but it's a different kind of freedom. They are teaching that freedom includes the freedom to choose the good over the evil and effect it by willpower. On the other hand, according to the doctrine of freedom in its uncompromising form, the human will is able and obliged entirely by its own power to fulfill the demands of the law when once they are comprehended. The antithesis which this doctrine of freedom constituted to the Pauline theology of grace is most sharply defined in a widely disseminated view which was held, for example, by Irenaeus. It finds expression in the demand which he formulated that through faith and purity of life, and by faith he means belief, one should guard oneself against the loss of the Holy Spirit, without which the flesh could not inherit the kingdom of God. Thus, the Holy Spirit does not have the task of preserving the soul, but conversely, the soul preserves the Holy Spirit. And this distinction was actually intended in all seriousness. Here lay the cause of the increasing accentuation of asceticism in the ethic of the Church. The purpose of this asceticism was not the mortification, but the maintenance of purity. The purpose of this asceticism was not the mortification of the physical body, but the maintenance of purity of the physical body in order to preserve the divine spirit which was preparing the body for immortality. And the resurrected body was this body that had become the temple of the Holy Ghost, that was kept pure in order to preserve the Holy Spirit in it. You thus keep the house worthy of the King. Now you're starting to find where law took over. You want me to quit?
No, sir.
You learn anything?
Yes, sir.
You now know why it was such a passion to me and why I feel like Moses must have felt when the children of Israel would not rally when they were 11 days from the promised land. He had Joshua and he had Caleb, just as I had the core that have given it all they got. But because he couldn't rally the other people to faith, they missed that promised land. Do you understand a little bit? I've committed it to God. We're going forward with the teaching, but do you understand a little bit why in this great city of the angels, destined to be number one in America and in the world, I wanted to seize the territory at its heart and establish the Pauline Institute of Los Angeles and play the role that I believe God has destined for me to restore Pauline theology to the church and lead another reformation, because it was the restoration of Pauline theology to the church after 1,300 years that brought the Reformation. thanks to Marcion, heretic that he was, they could not eliminate Paul. They just had to bring in enough alternates to argue around him. Well, it ain't over yet. God hasn't written the last chapter, but I'm telling you, you've got to come alive and realize that God has called you, and begin to realize there are plenty of you that listen to this heavy stuff tonight that are beginning to have lights go on in your head. How wrong some of the things have been that have been taught you, accepted as traditions of men, propounded by carnal men with their own agenda, as literally as Falwell's agenda today. And grace and peace and faith and new creation. I'm ashamed of this gospel. The deification of the flesh, that's all it is. World worship. Jerry Falwell doesn't know it. He's not theological enough to know the roots of his belief. But he is not mortifying the flesh. He's purifying the flesh. He doesn't believe in a new creation in Christ Jesus. One of the reasons why he's so anti-charismatic. Are you going to let those voices dominate America, or are you going to recognize that God called you to support a ministry that's turning on lights? Now give me some music and get on the telephone. I can continue with this. I've only scratched the surface in letting you know why they had to come up with the creed they came up with at the Nicene Council. Welcome to those that join us this half hour. I've been laying some heavy stuff on you tonight, but it reduces down in church history to simply that the church had departed from Paul. Now, that should be obvious to Protestants. Else why have a protest called the Reformation? For 13 years, justification by faith was buried. And justification was by works, the purifying of the temple. Purifying of the temple by a sacramental act dispensed by the church and maintained by the works of the believer. And the believer then had the responsibility to protect the Holy Spirit's presence in him. He wouldn't stay if the house wasn't pure. He got in because a pure instrument sacramentally put him in. The church. And the power of the bishops was entrenched. They had the power of salvation. They excommunicated. They deposed. They saved. They were the agent, the vicar on earth, to dispense salvation. You couldn't get it outside of them. Because you couldn't get it through a faith connection with God. More music. You want me to continue on this? You learned anything or not?
Yes,
now, I've only begun to scratch the surface with this teaching. I think you figured that out. And how the Protestant Reformation could revive Paul, then slip right back and resurrect more of the thinking of church councils that did Paul in than they did of Paul is beyond me. But look how hard it is to free yourself from the will worship and perfecting of creeds and purifying of the flesh that dominates the modern church. That's why I say over and over again, I think I'm the only preacher that believes in the true rebirth, miracle, born-again experience of God's life in us, preaching today. What do you think Paul said? I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news. It's the dynamite of God unto salvation to everyone that faith. That's the message that was lost. And we're preaching it. And why do you think the devil fights us so much? And when you were called to be a supporter, why do you think the devil fights you so much? So what are you giving in for? How do you win against the devil? You resist him. Well, how do you resist him? You do what he's trying to stop you from doing. It begins with giving to get this message out. That's the message. He didn't want this message. You better believe. Falwell will get all the support from the prince of the power of the air that he needs. He's doing more to destroy the Church of Jesus Christ than all the bars, honky-tonks, and atheists in the world. So why don't you get smart and get back in the battle here?